Welcome, Creepaholics crew, to another bone-chilling episode that will make your blood run cold. Grab your flashlights, and let's begin on our eerie journey into the depths of Ed Gein's sinister saga. From the innocent whispers of his childhood, to the gruesome discoveries inside his infamous farmhouse, Ed Gein, born on August 27, 1906, in Plainfield, Wisconsin, endured a difficult childhood. His father, an alcoholic, cast a dark shadow over the family, while his mother, Augusta, was verbally abusive towards him. Gein, nevertheless, idolized her. A fact that apparently concerned his elderly brother Henry, who occasionally confronted her in Gein's presence. Raised on a desolate farm, Gein's early years were traumatizing. Augusta installed in Ed a fervent belief that the women were vessels of sin, demonic entities to be feared. This warped worldview, combined with his mother's relentless control, forged the foundation of Gein's unsettling obsession with her, a fixation that would linger, fester, and ultimately drive him to unspeakable acts. As the years passed, Gein's mental state deteriorated further. His mother's death in 1945 marked a turning point, unleashing a torrent of repressed desires. Fueled by a warped sense of devotion, he began his gruesome transformation, exhuming corpses from local graveyards to create his shrine in his home. In 1957, the darkness with Gein spilled into the light when authorities uncovered his gruesome secret. The farmhouse, a chamber of horrors, revealed a ghastly taboo of human remains fashioned into furniture, clothing, and masks. The police, shocked by the grotesque scenes, couldn't even fathom the extent of Gein's depravity. Ed and his mother had lived in a world of Catholic fever, and the echoes of Augusta's extreme beliefs resonated in the collection that adorned their home. The gruesome aftermath of Ed Gein's twisted actions sent shockwaves through Plainfield, and the small town grappled with the trauma of his monstrosity and his horrible deeds. As the legal proceedings unfolded, the town of Plainfield faced a harrowing decision about the fate of Gein's House of Horrors. Eventually, the decaying structure was condemned and bulldozed to the ground, erasing the physical manifestation of Ed Gein's nightmarish legacy. Today, the land where the farmhouse once stood serves as a chilling reminder of the horrors that unfolded within its walls, a haunting echo of the twisted psyche that forever scarred this small Wisconsin town. And if this isn't enough to send shivers down your spine, consider this. Several unique items believed to have been owned by Ed Gein were put up for sale at the Peamed K Auction House in Hatley, Wisconsin in 2015. These objects, a pair of skis, knives, a shovel, and a rather unremarkable cauldron, had been purchased at the March 1958 estate sale of Gein's belongings. But that's not the end of our chilling tale. Investigators found the remains of 10 women in Gein's home, but he was ultimately linked to just two murders, Bernice Warden and another local woman, Mary Hogan. Gein was declared mentally unfit to stand trial and was sent to a state hospital in Wisconsin. Today, the whereabouts of Ed Gein's car is unknown, and there are no known photographs of the actual car. Bunny Gibson disappeared as well, but will forever be known as the first of many who tried to make serious cash off Ed Gein. Major commercialization of the Plainfield, Wisconsin ghoul was still 2 years away. But here's a chilling twist in the tale. Ed Gein's grave is just located in the Plainfield Cemetery on 5th Avenue, just outside Plainfield, Wisconsin. His unmarked grave is located between his brother and his mother. The Gein family plot is located just behind the grave of Eleanor Adams, a grave that Ed had robbed and remains empty to this day. And there you have it, the horrifying details of Ed Gein's crimes, the twisted tapestry of his upbringing, the evolution of his obsession, and the chilling aftermath when the veil of normalcy was lifted to expose the unspeakable. But wait, Creepaholics crew, our exploration does not end here. Join us next time as we peel back the layers of darkness to expose the hidden truths, lies, and crimes that continue to lurk in the shadows. Once again, that's all for now. Keep those flashlights ready, stay on the edge of your seats, and join us in the next episode as we uncover more chilling tales. Until then, keep creeping it real, and goodbye for now, Creepaholics crew.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.